Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012, and this is Chicago Council A Volunteer and MEC Communications Vice Chairperson Taylor St. Theos reporting. The United Learning Network, ULN, will be unavailable from 1700 Central Standard Time on Friday, January 6, 2012, through 0900 Central Standard Time on Monday, January 9, 2012, as the company uses that time to upgrade the network. During this time, the ULN will not be available for any training or reporting. Activities completed by January 6, 2012 will automatically be transferred from the current United Learning Network to the new United Learning Network. Of particular importance, incomplete activities in the existing United Learning Network will not be bookmarked, and any activities in progress in the current United Learning Network will need to be redone from the beginning in the new United Learning Network when it launches on January 9, 2012. We encourage anyone who has begun any training activities on the United Learning Network to complete these prior to 5 p.m. Central Time on Friday, January 6, 2012, in order to avoid having to repeat any training modules that have not been finalized. As of this morning, United Airlines reported that 1,204 flight attendants have submitted bids for the 2012 12-month voluntary furlough. You may track the current number of voluntary furlough requests on file by signing onto Utamatic and viewing the following DIS page, DIS page 32672. This information is updated each business day. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. We remind those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough who wish to participate in the new voluntary furlough to submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded. Voluntary furlough bids will close on January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with the awards to be posted no later than 1700 Central Time on January 9, 2012. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary furlough, we encourage you to do so. This program helps to save our more junior flight attendants jobs, as well as the ability for you to enjoy discretionary time off while benefiting from all of the provisions afforded by our contract while taking the voluntary furlough. Voluntary furloughs will be awarded in system seniority order. Flight attendants awarded voluntary furlough will continue to receive contractual benefits as outlined in Section 21A of our contract, including seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as online pass travel benefits. Also, if there is an early out option included in any upcoming tentative agreement, those on voluntary furlough will be eligible to participate. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for the voluntary furlough, please refer to the March 2012 Voluntary Furlough Information Packet and read it carefully. Information regarding the voluntary furlough or the partnership program may be found on our website at unitedafa.org/schedule/furlough. An important change will affect those who participate in Group Universal Life. GUL premium deductions starting in January 2012 will be deducted from your paycheck on a monthly basis instead of a semi-monthly basis. This deduction will be taken out of the 16th of the month check every month going forward. This change was not communicated to flight attendants before the start of 2012. Your AFA MEC Benefits Committee has advocated that United communicate this to flight attendants participating in the plan. United will be mailing a communication regarding this change. If you have any questions about GUL, please contact MetLife for complete details at 1-800-523-2894, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have questions regarding the payroll deductions, contact the United Airlines Employee Service Center at 1-877-825-3729. The Employee Service Center hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, many health insurance plan group numbers have changed for 2012. This includes the Blue Cross Blue Shield Traditional PPO plan. Please check, Please look for a new insurance card to arrive in the mail from your insurance provider. Make sure to give your health care providers this new card so that the correct group numbers are used to avoid billing problems with the health plan you selected for 2012. Last week, the National Mediation Board, NMB, announced that the representation election for our customer service agents will occur January 17th through February 21st, 2012. Customer service and reservation agents will vote on whether or not to be represented by the Machinists Union, IAM. The IAM represents approximately 9,900 United Customer Service and Reservation employees. Continental's 7,800 Customer Service and Reservation employees are unrepresented, and Continental Micronesia's 230 employees are currently represented by another union. Last week, the negotiating committee met in Chicago to prepare for the final session of expedited mediation that will take place the first week of January. All issues are now on the table. As instructed by the mediator, the company will be the first to present a comprehensive proposal that addresses all issues to include compensation. We wish you a happy new year and hope that the new year will bring improvements for all United flight attendants in a tentative agreement on January 6. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.